process of the bulk entitlements for both Barwon Water and Central Highlands Water have meant that they've given up a paper share of their water entitlement, which means that on any given year some water will be collected in Lalau Reservoir for the river.
But you're saying the Moorabool River will never see 2,500 megalitres flowing down it?
Yes, we would have to see floods and every single catchment area fill before we'd actually see a 2,500 megalitre entitlement held in the reservoir. So on any given year, there'll be a different level of flow captured, and that percentage of flow then will be released through the Catchment Management Authority.
So is it a little misleading then of these water authorities and the state government to say we have another 2,500 megalitres for the Moorabool River?
Yes, it's certainly not 2,500 megalitres of liquid water that you could put into the river. It's based on what comes in as a flow, then you get a percentage of that flow, and then that share of the percentage of the flow is put down the river. Now, it'll be different every year.
Do you think the people are being fooled?
Well, certainly it is misleading. The community would think that this means that there's 2,500 megalitres of water, and in reality, it's not going to be that. It'll be something different every year. And, of course, there's still no water for the upper part of the Moorabool River, which is still the most stressed part of that river, and they've done nothing for that.
What sort of effect would 8% of 2,500 megalitres have on the river at this stage?
Well, through the summer months, instead of having a regular flow that would see a river that's healthy and our community can use it for fishing and walking along, it'll just see an occasional flushing flow as we've seen in the past. And what we need is a whole-of-river approach, which sets aside a substantial amount of water, actual liquid water, that will then be able to be released into the river as regular flows, and we'll see a healthy river.
Do you think 8% of 2,500 megalitres will even get very far from the Lalau?
Oh, no, on most years that would find its way down a few kilometres, might freshen up a few pools, and that's very important, but it's certainly not going to give a whole of river approach to river health, and that's what we've been asking for a decade now.
And you also mentioned before that farmers aren't getting any benefit out of this river as it stands at the moment?
No, certainly not. The recent figures from Southern Rural Water show that irrigators have been on zero allocation for years out of the river. They've certainly not been impacting on the flows. And it's very important that we get in place a transparent process from government that actually delivers water for the river, not just a paper entitlement.